with simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Good evening. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, 104.1 FM, KSCO.com. It's now 6 minutes past 7 p.m. I'm Chris Spencer with your weather and traffic updates for tonight. Patchy fog after midnight out there, mostly cloudy, low around 57. For Wednesday, fog up until around the noontime again and a high near 71 coastside. Mid-80s, mid-90s inland. Wednesday night, patchy fog after midnight again, increasing clouds, a low around 56. And for your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight, west winds 10 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 10 seconds, fog after midnight out there on the bay. Quick look at your traffic this evening. And traffic collision East Cliff Drive near Assembly Way in the Santa Cruz area. Another traffic collision US 101 North at the CTF in the Monterey area. And an animal hazard US 101 South at Main in the Monterey area. And it is about 67 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, Off the Lip Radio Show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Pearlberg and Terry Campion.
Good evening and welcome to the Off the Lip Radio Show, broadcasting live from Santa Cruz, California, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. I want to welcome our engineer, Chris, back. Thank God for that. Last week's show was a debacle, to say the least. But we're back on full throttle tonight. TC's back in the house. Meanwhile,
you.
But he is working on the Facebook Live. Is it working?
Not yet.
Okay, he's working on the Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Waves. So, what big show coming up tonight? Oh, by the way, TC, real quickly, you can now listen to the show, the podcast, on Google Play.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we're up to date. You know, I didn't realize that I did the Saturday special the other day for MZ, that a lot of people, KSCO listeners who don't surf, listen to the show or like the surfing show.
Our show.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
Well, you know what? Why?
No.
We don't pick sides.
Down the road.
Yeah.
Middle of the road, right?
Well, and it's just not about that. We're about community and being athletic and outdoors. And,
right. You get a break.
Different.
You get a break.
And different might be cool on KSCO, and we might be, like, groundbreaking.
I don't know.
Just saying.
What are you doing? You're doing something for Houston you mentioned in the beginning of the show, in the foyer earlier.
You know, there's been a little push in the skateboard community to clean out your closet and, stuff that is just clean.
Right.
Because, you know, you think people left with whatever they had in their back. And so there's the Houston Skate Park. There's a skate park in Houston that is looking for donations, and they're going to distribute to the community and invite their friends and families that come to the skate park to come and get new clothes.
Right.
So the Santa Cruz Boardroom is participating, and myself included. I'm going to clean out my closet, and God knows I have a lot of extra stuff.
Absolutely.
And on our social media, you can look on our social media. There's instructions to get it done, but it's clean out your closet for Houston.
And bring your clothes down to the boardroom?
Yeah, you can. I'll ship happily. Yeah, anybody listening, absolutely. So in the next couple of days, I am shipping clothes to Houston.
All right.
And if somebody wants to drop off any, as long as they're clean, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, don't bring.
All ages. Drop them off and I'll ship them in the next few days. But you can look on our social media and there is information on there as well.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a terrible thing going on down there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
kind of a car nut. And I had this vision last night of how many guys left their dream cars on blocks in their garage because they couldn't get them running. You know, there's 10,000 people in homes right now that haven't even been rescued yet. Yeah. Think how many cars were left behind. And I'm kind of a lot of hot rods in garages.
I know you're that kind of guy.
There's a lot of sad stuff.
Real quickly.
Yes, sir.
This is to Trevor in New Zealand, who last week wrote. Neil, that show sucked. I've been listening to your show since day one. That one was terrible.
Wow.
So last week's guest.
So we lost our only New Zealander fan.
No. He says I sent him a reply. I said, so sorry. I know it was a debacle. Did the best I could with what we had. And he replied going, hey, maybe I was a little over the top, but I just want everyone to know that I am inviting last week's guest Kirk McGinty back.
All right.
So we could give him a proper show.
Well, you know, Kurt and I are neighbors. I wasn't here. I can't say if it was a good show or a bad show because I was raging in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say,
I'd
like to have Kirk back because he's my neighbor and he's a great guy. So let's do that.
Now, tonight's show. You know what? Do you remember before surfing, we all caught that for our first wave to the beach. I know exactly where I was. I was like 3 years old. I remember it.
In England?
I was in Alassio, Italy.
Italy?
Yeah. I remember that, just catching that first wave to the beach and like, oh my God, it just was something I'll never forget. Do you remember your first wave?
Oh, absolutely. Without a surfboard and with a surfboard. But I thought about the same thing today. I was thinking, you know, like, it's we can say we're going to be into the body surfing genre tonight. But I thought to myself, the first surfers were body surfers.
Right.
Yeah.
So, tonight, in studio, we've got members of the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association that's been around since 1980, I'm going to say 7.
1980.
I'm off by 7 years. In studio, you ready, TC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pay attention.
Okay.
I got Julie Shred Davis, Tish the Fish Denovan, and Jake Brown. Now, Jake Brown does not have a nickname, so...
Can we call him the dog?
No. And Jake's got his dog. What's the dog's name?
TJ.
So TJ's here.
TJ.
Yeah. Okay?
TJ.
Jake could be JB. That's kind of weak, too. So if you have a nickname for Jake Brown, 831-479-88...
I'm just saying he's the dog.
He's the dog?
Yeah. He brought TJ with him. The dog.
If you have a nickname for Jake Brown, anybody with some rhyming slang out there.
I love how we give out nicknames now.
831-479-1080.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, can I just sidebar?
Yeah, sidebar.
We're not online?
All
right,
what happened?
I don't know. I lost my touch.
You did?
I went in an IT guy. I'm trying.
Listen, this is
a KSCO computer, and there's like different things going on.
I know you're
going
to give it one more try.
I am going to give it a try.
All
right,
but I'm going to go. I'm picking what A, B, C, D, E, N, M, N, M, N, M, O. Okay, I'm starting here with Tish the Fish Denovan. By the way, she looks rather good with the dog's tooth jacket.
Houndstooth.
Thank
you very much.
Houndstooth.
Black and white houndstooth. Now, if we were live streaming, we would see that.
Okay, talk to me. I'm going to call you the fish.
Yes.
Talk to me, Fish, about the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association, please.
Julie actually might be a little bit better about that because she was around when it first started. So, Julie Davis.
Shred, come on.
Speak up.
Well, let's see. I was in my teenage years, and I was swimming around at Sunny Cove, catching waves with no fins, and a gentleman swam up and said, hey, I think you should try one of these, and he handed me one of his fins. And he was right. I ended up catching a lot longer wave. And next thing you know, that guy, his name is Tom Flashmater, couldn't be here tonight.
Tom Flashmater?
Tom the Flash.
Tom the Flashmater.
He'll have to tell you about that nickname.
Right.
We ended up starting the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association in 1980. We can't really remember when it started.
84? I think it was 84.
We don't remember for various reasons, but we went down south to the World's Body Surfing Contest and thought, well, we can do this and we can do it better. So we started our contests.
Can I do a sidebar?
Sidebar.
Hillary Bryant just dropped a book off of me, right?
Oh, she's a big body surfer.
She's listening, and now she's making me laugh because she's like, Neil, you're an idiot. Dog's tooth, you know,
Yeah, even the ex-mayor of Santa Cruz is coming on
to
you.
When she tunes in and tunes into the show, I become like a blithering moron.
Hi, Hillary.
Do you remember the IUD joke? Do you remember the IUD?
Oh, yeah. No, that was a highlight. Top five.
Top five stupid mistakes.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, you're English, though. You always...
Hillary Bryant's listening.
Oh, man. Hi, Hillary.
You know what? She has a lot of dirt on Ryan Masters, who's not here.
Oh, well.
You know, he writes for Sentinel. I think he used to write for Sentinel.
Mm-hmm. He was very cute when he was like 12.
Was he cute? He's not cute anymore, is he?
No comment.
Hillary Bryant has actually been in our contest before, too.
Oh, she has? How did
she
do?
She is a great body surfer.
Really?
That is a true thing.
She's very athletic. And she probably still has her login to all the secret stuff going on in this town. She should be calling in
right now, 831-479-1080.
Hillary.
Only if she has a nickname for Jake.
Only if
a nickname for Jake.
Wait. What was her nickname?
Ooh. Yeah.
Maybe she has to call in and give us that.
Oh.
Hillary, you can make up your own nickname
if
you call in.
Nicknames are well earned.
Huh? I got to come up with one for her. No, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I'm sorry. So, Julie, Shred, give us some more scoop on the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association.
Well, we started, and we wanted to do it a little different than what other contests were about. We noticed that you get to swim once in a contest. You either make it or you don't. If you don't, you're done. Well, that's boring. So our contest, you just keep swimming until you either, you know, go home or you win something.
So or drown.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. But so people were able to show up and swim. And if they didn't advance, we put them in the second chance. And if they didn't advance out of that, we put them in the third chance. If they didn't advance, it was the fourth chance.
Right.
And that was really fun. And we also, do we still do that?
No. We'd also do
tandem
body surfing, too. We'd also do tandem body surfing.
Oh. What's that mean? On top of one another? What kind of, what's that?
Well, sometimes yes.
Really?
Sometimes yes.
You get a bit more points if you do it that way.
Neil, your ears perked up.
No, they did not.
Jeez. No.
Hey, you know, your mind went there, too. I can't believe you're the one in Vegas last week.
Well, that's why. Vegas. Well, I was at the – I went pre-fight. It was great. Okay. A question – my wife had this question tonight, which I thought was very interesting, is at the contest, which is coming up, what is and what could be – because surfing, we know what a 10 is. Two barrels, an aerial maneuver, land backwards, 10. In body surfing, what's a 10? Because she's like, how do you judge a body surfing contest? And I thought maybe you do a flip, get barreled, but maybe you can answer that.
Well, and it depends on who's judging. One judge might say exactly what you said. Gosh,
how are the contest judged, by the way? Speaking of judging, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
depends on what's being served.
Okay.
Like the ride tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, typical length of ride tricks. But what is the
entrance
trick?
Exits?
Yeah, spinners, I remember the underwater. Back.
Underwater takeoffs.
And underwater takeoff. Is that still considered to be difficult?
Well, what we got known in all other contests, Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association were always coming up with the most bizarre moves. So when we go down to the world's body surfing as a team, they were looking for what are they going to bring this year.
Right.
And one year it was tandem. One year it was the death drop. One year it was – so we're always looking
for – the Nixon.
Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get judged
well. The Nixon?
The Nixon.
Oh, the peace signs.
Oh, dude, that's sick. Who came up with that?
Tom the Flash Mater.
He's the
really?
Tom the Flash Mater. He's a superstar.
Should be Flash the Innovator.
He should be, huh?
Yeah, that's the stuff that, okay.
The so sub.
Is Santa Cruz more known for the attention-grabbing moves or for the competitiveness?
I think for fun. I think that we're just fun. We don't take ourselves as seriously as they do at the world.
We're totally about attention-getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think at least we've been doing this. This is our 33rd year.
Wow.
So we were in our, you know, 20s, having a lot of fun.
Right.
It was all about flash and bang. And
are there kids interested in body surfing right now?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
But in the club, is there kids?
It's growing a lot with the younger generation.
And if I was a kid and body surfing was my life, could I join the club? How do you get into the club?
You're in it.
If you like to body surf, you can be in.
Come on in. You're in the club.
Well, I think in today's world, everybody needs to find something to be included in and to find a common ground and friendship. And if I like body surfing, I just want to become – I can just show up at this event and body surf?
Yeah. You're in.
Huh. You're in.
You're in. You're in.
And so anybody listening, you want to body surf, you're in.
Okay, let's see what Jeff has to say from where's he? Well, Jeff from Scotts Valley. Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I've got three things for you, Neil.
Uh-oh.
Number one, I really like the dog's tooth reference. I mean, what is a hound if not a dog? Number one. Number two, you're not an idiot.
Okay.
And let's be honest, number three, you didn't learn how to blither just recently. You've been blithering for quite a while.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's the best call we've had in a while.
Thanks, Jeff. Are you done? He's done.
Hey.
Am I a blitherer? I said dog's tooth, and what else?
You weren't.
Yeah. Whatever.
They're all good, though.
You know what? As Pete Mel said, you're so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
I always tell people I'm terrible at radio, but you know what? I'd write a check to be on the radio, so who cares?
Yeah, you're not getting rich hanging out around here. Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History. This weekend they celebrate the grand opening of Abbott Square in downtown Santa Cruz at the Mar. Come drink, eat, dance, and explore with family, friends, and your Santa Cruz community. With 4 days of free festivities brought to you by the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History, there's something for everyone. Find him on Facebook at Santa Cruz Mar at Santa Cruz MAH and learn more about this weekend's event. Neil and TC, who's not blithering, and
you.
Our guests tonight from the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association, who are not blithering either. We'll take it away, Chris, for a commercial. Thank you.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days. And try some of our homemade POG, Passion Orange Guava Juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
A&B Insurance has been serving the Santa Cruz community for over 85 years. Manufacturing, wholesale, retail, restaurants, not-for-profits. If you can think of an iconic Santa Cruz company, we've probably worked with them, and we'd love to work with you. Give us a call at 831-423-4304. Check us out on the web at anbins.com. Or stop by at 931 Mission Street in Santa Cruz. And tell us you heard it on the radio on KSCO.
As a surfer, sailor, fisherman, or ocean lover, you must understand what's happening at the coast. A wave clock on your desk or wall shows you in an instant on easy-to-read dials exactly what's happening out there now. Sure, the digital information about tides and waves is available on smartphones and computers, but there's nothing fun, natural, or quick about it. We created WaveClock to marry digital information with old-world instrumentation to provide a real-time view of the tides and waves in a beautiful piece of functional art. Designs developed with other Santa Cruz artisans as Wet Feet Photography, Ventana Surfboards and Supplies, and PPD Multimedia ensure there is a unique WaveClock for you. Join us at thewaveclock.com to see the latest and download the free app on iTunes or the Google Play Store and begin to see the ocean in a new way.
And we're back with the Off the Lip Radio Show right here on KSCO. Facebook Live has not worked. TC's got a problem with Facebook Live tonight. Couldn't get it working.
I'm not an IT guy.
I know.
I am a marijuana-smoking skate shop owner.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Julie at Toyota of Santa Cruz.
Absolutely.
Let's give her a shout-out for crying out loud, because there's nothing she won't do for our community.
If you want a car, get a Toyota or a Ford.
Yeah.
Call the rest junk.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, if you want a Toyota, and they've got hundreds of them down there at Toyota Santa Cruz, everything, especially this weekend, Labor Day sale, Everything must go.
I think that's like their worldwide push. Yeah, Toyota's big. And you know what? They're killing it in NASCAR, just to give you a heads up.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Are you racing?
This weekend's my biggest race of the year.
All right, good luck on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Julie, a Toyota, go see her at corner 41st and Highway 1. She will do nothing but take care of you and make sure you drive home in something that you like. We're here today. We're here this evening with Julie Shred Davis, Tish the Fish Denovan, and Jake Brown. But can I come up with a nickname for Jake Brown?
Why isn't Hillary calling us right now?
I know. Hillary, 831-479-1080. Have the kahunas to give me a call. Okay. Is body surfing seeing a resurgence around here?
Absolutely. The thanks to the lifeguards, the Santa Cruz lifeguards, which Jake is involved. There's a huge, kind of resurgent of the younger community.
Yeah.
Contest has been bigger than ever. A lot of good energy. Us old folks don't have a chance.
Do you guys use those hand planes? Is that legal in body surfing?
That's a division.
Isn't that a division?
No,
what do you mean? Thumbs down? No hand planing?
Nope. You got it.
No, nothing.
Hand planes.
Not for us. Other contests? Yeah. Not us.
Okay. I heard that Ryan Marston body surfed at Mavs. True or false?
I've seen photos.
Why is he not here?
That's a good question.
He didn't have the best experience body surfing Mavericks.
He did. What happened?
You might want to ask him about that.
I would have done if he was showed up tonight.
I think you need a really good six-pack to body surf Mavericks. You got a plane, whole speed. That's tough, right?
Yep.
I don't know. Just me saying. But because body surf pipeline.
Yeah. I've seen that. You can go to YouTube and see that. The big contest. You got something here. Big contest coming up. What's this?
September
9th. Our big contest is September 9th. It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
And people can go to our website, SantaCruzBodySurfing.org.
Yeah.
If you just went to Santa Cruz Body Surfing, it would pop up. And you could, there's an entry form. You can fill it out. Or pre-contest festivities. We'll be at Aloha Island Grill on 17th Avenue in Portola.
Numa's taking care of you.
On Friday night, September 8th at 6:30, you can sign up right then.
Okay.
We will take very limited beach entries. Very limited.
Lagunas, correct?
Lagunas.
Yeah.
Such a great spot.
Good
I used
nice
to put the great thing about Lagunas for you guys, it's kind of a beach break. Great spot, right?
Yeah.
It's very tall face wave. But when I was a kid, I put on a lot of surf contests at Lagunas because you could do it without a permit.
Really?
They couldn't see you from the road. Every other beach, they could see you from the road. So the state guys drive by, what's going on down here? But Lagunas? You can...
Can't see anything.
Nope, no permit needed.
Speaking of...
Do you guys have a permit?
Yes, we have a permit.
We've got Jake over here. He's like, what?
State lifeguard. Yes,
so it's legal.
Yes, we have a permit.
Okay, all right.
Don't get us in trouble.
Speaking of contests, can I give a shout out to my nephew, Russell? He's in China right now, listening in. With his son, Nathan, they're there for the World Roller Hockey Championships for their country. They're on New Zealand's team. Both father and son are on New Zealand's team for roller hockey. They're in China right now.
Wow.
And my sister Angela's listening from New Zealand.
Do you slide as fast? Like, ice hockey, one of the nice things is when you fall, you slide. Roller hockey, it seems like you stick. Do you slide?
Anything in New Zealand involving a sport involves hitting somebody.
Really good padding.
So anyway, love to Mike. Good luck, Russell.
Who's the biggest competition?
If you're still listening, who'd be the biggest competition?
Oh.
I'm going with the United States.
I was gonna say China. They're
It'll
in China.
China.
Home turf.
All right.
Just saying.
We're here tonight with the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association. If you have any questions about body surfing, any body surfing stories, please give us a call 831-479-1080.
I have a question about body surfing though.
Go ahead.
Who's the current champ?
Dave Ford for the men.
Okay.
Well, I'm sitting next to a champ. Tish the Fish.
Tish the Fish is a champ?
Actually won the World Body Surfing Championship.
Whoa!
Two times, 94 and 96.
Two-time world champion?
Yep. I know.
Is that where you got the houndstooth jacket for?
No.
Was Tish the Fish way back then, too?
Dog's
tooth. Because it rhymes, yes.
So even when you were winning championships, you were Tish the Fish?
Tish the Fish, very long time.
Is there sponsorship in body surfing?
Well, there was. I started this many, many years ago. I had Teva as a sponsor, Patagonia. We had Bucci sunglasses because I wanted all that gear.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted some sunglasses. I called them up and asked if they'd sponsor the contest so I'd get some glasses and then we'd have some more for the contest. So we had quite a few sponsors, but it took a lot of work.
We're talking about people who just love the body surf.
We
are not going to sign big contracts and lucrative TV
deals.
Too much
work.
We're just going because we like to be in the ocean.
Does Santa Cruz have a long tradition of body surfing? Does it go back? You know, like the three Hawaiians, princess.
I'm sure those dudes were body surfing.
Right?
Those redwood boards
weren't
fun.
Does it have a long history that you know of before you guys were formed in the 80s?
There's all kinds of history. They had a body surfing kind of memorial or memorized at the Surf Museum in Oceanside.
Yeah.
And there was history and stories and photos all collected.
You know who's a really good body surfer?
Who?
Chris Green.
Right.
Chris Green.
Is he good?
The bear? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chris Green
is a great body surfer. You should have him come up to the contest.
He should.
Well, it could be a little intimidating.
You think so?
Yeah. You know, if we give you a nickname.
Right. What would yours be, TC?
Me? Maybe just TC?
No. Driver.
When I was a kid, you know what my nickname was?
What?
Bear.
It was?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I was a bear when I was a kid.
Then Chris Green stole it?
Because I was kind of a fat kid. So they're like, hey, look at that fat bear.
Are you still working out, though?
I went to yoga last night. I hurt my back. I was really upset. Yoga's a rough sport.
This contest you have got going on, is there other contests around the state or around the country?
There's the World Championship. They just got done with that last weekend.
Where was it at?
It was in Oceanside. It's in Oceanside every year.
Oh, is it? Did you guys compete?
I did not, because I'm saving my pennies to go to Portugal and to France in October and meet up with the body surfers there.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's a good spot over there?
Oscar in France, and I don't know where we're going in Portugal, actually.
Is it usually a good surf spot, a good body surfing spot, or are they entirely different?
Usually we need a little more peaky waves.
You
and,
do?
Well,
26 is a great body surfing
spot. That's where I go out. That's a good spot.
Yeah, 26 is a great spot. It's a good surf spot, but normally, like when I grew up body surfing, but we'd go out kind of in front of the slab. You know, I like closeouts personally. Mm-hmm. You know, so but that's kind of you don't see as many the body surfing. I'm not sure where you're at the beach, but normally it's kind of a little bit off of the surf.
Okay, last time you were body surfing, TC, was when?
Last year. Yeah, it's been a year. I like body surfing.
Calling you out on that, buddy.
No, seriously.
Really?
Yeah. I know. I like it. Yeah, I enjoy it.
It's joyful.
Yeah. No, it's great.
I am introducing on the air right now, Mr. Jake Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Santa Cruz State lifeguard.
Is that correct? Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Who actually saved my ass one day.
Really?
He did, yeah.
Out of a parking ticket or something? What's going on here?
I'm at Manresa. I'm looking over the cliff, right? And it's like crap. And Peter Mell is standing there with John. And like, hey, you should go. I'm like, no, it looks like crap. Now, Peter Mill talks me into going out, and I surf like two or three crap waves. I'm like, what am I even doing out here?
Hey, Neil, to give you some credit, it was solid knee-high and pretty much onshore. I think it was red tide.
It was crap.
It was all-time conditions at Manresa.
Something happened. My boards, I fell on my board. Something happened, and the fin just caught the hell out of my leg. And I get out, and all of a sudden, there's nothing but blood everywhere. And then... you know, Jake comes running down, and I go, dude, I got something wrong with my leg. And it ballooned up. There's blood everywhere.
You ripped your wetsuit.
Huh?
You ripped your wetsuit.
Ripped my wetsuit. Well, Jake took care of me.
You were wearing a wetsuit, too? That was a bad day.
I don't often wear a wetsuit.
No.
I think I had half a wetsuit on. But anyway, Jake took care of me. And then I said, hey, I'm the host of the show. I'll give you a shout out on the air. Which I think I did, but he's calling me out saying I didn't.
I never heard it that night.
I remember the story, though.
You remember?
And I would only remember it from the show.
Good.
So unless we listen to every show, how many shows is that?
240.
That's a lot. Yeah.
I know.
Okay. Well, just going to say that we did it, Jake.
Yeah, I believe you guys.
Yeah, we got
it.
I have
faith.
So, Jake, what are you doing here?
I'm here representing California State Parks. I'm the lifeguard representative tonight. I'm pretty new into the Body Surfing Association. I'm not actually a part of it, but I did get the opportunity to lifeguard the contest last year at Lagunas.
Right.
And you guys were asking about some of those maneuvers earlier.
Yeah.
And one of the maneuvers that I witnessed that really sat well with the judges was off the rock maneuver done by Santa Cruz State Park's very own Miles Gukazel. He actually won the contest last year because of that maneuver.
He bounced off a rock?
He jumped off of the rock that the wave breaks off into the wave, and he rode it out. Very innovating. And he had a bunch of people trying to mimic his activity, but nobody could do it.
He actually surfed away from it.
He surfed a wave off the rock, and it was pretty epic.
So the wave was going back out to sea?
No, it was heading towards the beach.
Yeah, it was heading towards the beach. Yeah,
okay.
There's a rock that the wave will break off of.
Yeah.
A lot of guys will take the rock out or take the rock out and then jump off to like avoid swimming out and save their energy.
Right.
And so Miles, being the creative kid he is, he was also a rookie lifeguard. He climbs out on the rock and he waits for the set, and he jumps off right into the face of the wave and rides it all the way in.
Hmm. And that was the wave that won him the championship?
No, I think it was more of his style. He had a lot
of
style. Yeah, I think body surfing has a lot to do with style. There were some pretty cool tricks going on out there. I was pretty impressed. Like I said, I'm pretty new into body surfing myself, but it's pretty impressive out there. It wasn't even the greatest conditions. It was probably, 3 to 4 foot and not, perfect wind or anything, but it was nice. It was really fun.
We're going to come back from break. You can talk about your buddy down in San Diego.
All right, sounds good.
I'll remind you that this portion of the show is brought to you by Lighthouse Bank, member FDIC, serving the community of Santa Cruz since 2007. Lighthouse encourages and supports their employees' efforts in the community and provides $1,000 in donations to local nonprofits throughout Santa Cruz County. Yes, the president surfs. And yes, you can take your darn dog. You can take is it TJ?
TJ
is Lighthouse Bank. Check out this website at lighthousebank.net. I want to thank John Sisk for his support of the Off the Lip radio show. This is Neil and TC with the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Brad and Timmy.
And Cleo from Cleo's Corner at Pono Hawaiian Grill.
Featuring wraps, teriyaki bowls, plate lunches, amazing and creative salads, vegetarian and gluten-free options, and over 20 different types of poke, all made to order, fast, fresh, and healthy. And what's your favorite, Cleo?
The chicken fingers.
Located at 120 Union Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Call us for takeout at 831-426-PONO or check us out on the web at PonoHawaiianGrill.com. We put the ono in Pono.
Hi, this is Steve Pereira, the beach guy at Bailey Properties in Santa Cruz, California. My wife, Diane, and I are experienced realtors who know and live at the beach, and we've been bringing the coast home to you since 1982. We'd love to help you sell or buy your slice of paradise here on the Santa Cruz coast. Please give the beach guy a call at 831-818-7064 or give Mrs. Beach Guy a call at 831-818-7064. 5939. Also, please drop into our website at lifesabeach.com and check out our available coastal properties. Remember, no one knows the turf. Near the surf, better. Cowabunga.
Hey, this is Fig from Surf City Sandwich. We offer the finest handcrafted sandwiches in the county with unique and interesting flavor combinations sure to satisfy. Our motto, go fresh or go home, means we take the quality of our food very seriously. Fresh local bread and produce is delivered to us each day, so you can be sure you are eating the finest grinds in town, like our famous Johnny Utah, Surf City Philly, or Chicken Cowabunga. We also have killer burgers. There's a micro tap room with 8 rotating taps featuring some of the top local brewers in Santa Cruz. Located at the north end of 41st Avenue in the Soquel Tower Plaza. Call us for takeout at 346-6952 and check out our new website for online ordering at surfcitysandwich.com.
And we're back with the Off the Radio Show every Tuesday night right here on KSCO AM 1080 FM. Usually on Facebook Live, but TC couldn't get it working tonight. Yeah, it's the way. That's the way it rolls. It's the surf show. But we are the only world. We are the world's only surf and skate show. And now you can listen to us on iTunes, TuneIn. You can listen to us on Google Play.
Hold it. Are we making a Trumpism right now? Are we really the only surf and skate show?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. No one else has got. You know what? No one else has the culture and that we have here in Santa Cruz.
I think we're the longest running surf and skate radio show. Let's run with that one.
Okay, we'll do that one.
I like that.
in studio right here. We got Jake Brown. Who's going to give a shout out to your buddy, right?
Yeah, that'd be
awesome.
He
just broke his neck. Was he body surfing?
He actually, unfortunately, he was body surfing. He he's a state lifeguard. He actually went to lifeguard training with him back in 2013, and he transferred down to San Diego State this summer. It was his first summer down there, and he ended up working for a new program with Carlsbad, and he was on his PT. We get 30-minute breaks while we lifeguard, and he was out on his PT, and he unfortunately took, you know, a bad fall. I don't know what actually really happened, but he had to be pulled out of the water. Luckily, there were some other body surfers and bodyboarders and other lifeguards on the scene. They pulled him out. They revived him, and they flew him out to the nearest hospital. Right. And he had broken 3 vertebrae in his neck.
So you're trying to raise some money for him?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. If you go to GoFundMe.com, it's Alex Shaner's medical campaign.
How do you spell his last name?
It's S-H-A-N-E-R. And they're actually doing a really good job. They've raised $14,500, and their goal is $20,000.
All right.
And there's also the pintproject.org. That's a more local thing down in San Diego.
Yeah.
And you can go into the Dropbox and click Lifeguard Alex Shaner, and then you can donate there as well.
Is Alex from Santa Cruz?
He's originally from I'm not exactly sure. I met him through tryouts and everything. I can't remember exactly where he's from. But
so we wish him a speedy recovery.
And how's he doing?
He is actually doing really good. So it turned out they're getting ready to transfer him out of the main hospital. He's going to go to physical therapy either in San Diego, Santa Clara, or in actual Denver.
Well,
and he has movement in his feet and his hands now, and there's no tear.
If he's listening, or if you get a chance, have him contact Sean Dollar, because Sean Dollar is making quite a recovery with what he's doing from his broken neck that he suffered down in the
It's a long road to recover from an injury
It's anywhere. They said it could be 3 months, it could be a year. You know, you really don't know.
And I want to give you, I got a question, answer to your question, TC. My nephew in China, he says, I said, who's your biggest competition? He goes, everyone. He goes, I'm freaking 50 years old.
Well, yeah.
So everyone's his competition. So anyway, good luck to Russell out there in China. And the New Zealand roller hockey team.
Jake, one more time. What's that GoFundMe? Do you got that again?
Yeah, let me pull it up again one more time. It's Alex Shaner's. Let me see here. I'm sorry. It's going to be Alex Shaner's medical campaign. It's on GoFundMe.com.
All right.
S-H-A-N-E-R? Is that what you said?
A-L-X-E-S-H-A-N-E-R-S.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm going back to Tish the Fish Denovan right here. People calling in, people listening to the show right now want to join the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association. Is there a website? You guys are social media? Is there a website?
We have a Facebook page.
Oh, you do?
We do.
Okay.
And Ryan's actually, Masters, is the one who's
managing
that. Yeah.
All right. So you guys can join. Is it cost to join?
No.
It's free?
No. It doesn't cost you anything. We're happy to have you.
Do you guys have parties and stuff, like fun stuff?
We do. Yes. We actually, on Sundays, we go out to Lagunas. We go to 26, and it'll be posted on our webpage.
Right,
You can join us.
Right.
And the Aloha Island Grill Party coming up.
There'll be Aloha Island Grill Party, yes.
Very nice.
We also have an award ceremony and party after the contest.
Right.
On Saturday night, so that's kind of fun to come to.
Very
did you hear during the break about Tish the Fish Denovan?
She's
from the Denovan family.
I know she's from the Denovan family.
Yeah.
She's got
Jim and Dan Denovan.
Legends.
Pleasure Point, like OG right there. Those guys. Oh, you kidding me? Jim Denovan. Okay, I'm just going to say a quick thing about your brother Jim. So, South Swell, right? So, Jim knows more about wave forecasting. Before Surfline, we had Jim.
Right.
And Jim, the swell of 69, nothing compared. Like, talking to him about stuff like that. And you sit at Pleasure Point, there's always this guy bobbing outside.
Right.
And anybody listening with history and Pleasure Point will understand exactly what I'm saying. But there's always this guy. And he would catch that one wave. And he would carve his way through and catch the set of the day.
Right.
Every south swell. And if anyone can deny this, call in and let me know. Every south swell. He would sit 100 yards out past everybody.
It wasn't Marcel Soros?
No. Marcel would drop in on him.
Right.
But no, Jim caught it.
It wasn't Larkin?
Way out the back. No. Larkin couldn't even compete. Jim Denovan caught the bombs.
Right.
Your brother Jim.
You know what? He'd be a great guest to have on the show, too.
Well, and now he's famous.
Yeah.
Doing, like, you know, Land Rover commercials and stuff.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a big famous guy now. Yeah. Jim Denovan's a rock star. And another Jim Denovan fact.
Yes.
One of the pioneer skimboarders of this town.
Really?
That is true.
Yeah. Yes.
That is true.
He was an amazing skimboarder, and when nobody was skimboarding, Jim Denovan was skimboarding.
Yeah. And making his own skimboards, too.
And ripping. Yeah. That's some history about Santa Cruz right there. And we got a Denovan in the house.
T Tish, do you think we get him on? Can you talk to him nicely and say he had a really fun time with the Off the Radio Show and you need to go on there?
Oh, he would totally do it.
Huh? He would do it.
We'll put some gas in his Range Rover.
Well, another fact about Jim.
What?
When I was first dating my wife, he was my designated dancer because I wasn't really into dancing. As you know, I'm kind of like...
You don't dance.
So no. I'd go to a party and I'd be like, hey, Jim, dance with my girlfriend. And Jim would be like, every party. He would like dance with my girlfriend. It was awesome. Yeah, it worked out great. I've been married like over 30 years, so yeah. It worked out.
Designated dancer.
Yeah, I'd be like, Jim, go dance. He's like, okay.
Yeah. Flip her around everywhere.
He's a good
Jim's a big guy.
He's a good dancer, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he had moves. My wife loves to dance.
Can we go back to body surfing?
Yeah, sure.
Can
okay.
We?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Jake, I want to ask you a question. things that body surfers have to be aware of or maybe can protect themselves from a situation that your buddy got in or, you know, obviously had a broken neck. What can you give to these guys here? And I'm sure they already know, but maybe somebody who's just a rookie or getting into body surfing, what they need to do to protect themselves from hitting themselves hard on the sand.
Well, I think a big thing that's really important is knowing the area you're going to go body surfing or whatever you're going to do in the water.
Right.
You know, if you're going to somewhere new, you should try to talk to somebody who surfs out there regularly or somebody who's been to the spot and kind of know if there's any sort of reef or rock or what's on the bottom, if it's a sand bottom. And then as far as technique goes, you always want to protect your head and your neck. You always want to keep your hands over your head and just try not, you know, there's certain waves that are just way more dangerous. And when you go surf and body surf those waves, you know you're taking that risk.
Right.
And so you need to be prepared to protect yourself the right way. And the biggest thing is keeping your hands over your head and your neck if you're going to go over the falls right. or whatever might happen to you.
Where's the best place to learn? Is it more of a sandy bottom or a rock bottom?
I think a sandy bottom, but, I mean, you can hurt yourself anywhere. We have sea spines at Manresa all the time. We just had one last week. And then, you know, you get them at Pleasure Point. You can get them anywhere where somebody's going to go take a big plunge over the falls. But I think the beaches are probably a better spot to learn. There's not as many surfers either. And
right.
the beaches, you get those, you know, those dirty barrels, too. Like, you can't really surf and you can get into them. And
yeah.
there's some you can get some really, really epic body surfing down at the beaches.
Okay. So
and no, not really the whole helmet thing in water sports has disappeared, but in body surfing, it seems like that'd be a pretty good opportunity with a head injury. And what's funny about body surfing, it seems like a lot of the injuries in surfing occur on smaller waves, too. You know, it's normally shallower, smaller conditions.
It's crazy because that's, you know, after I talked to Alex's brother last night, he called me and I went to, you know, talk to the family before I came on the radio to make sure it was OK that I gave him a shout out. And he told me, like, you know, it's one of those smaller days when you don't think anything will happen to you. And that's when it happens. I feel like 95% of the time is when you don't think it's going to happen.
The winner of the body surfing contest, what's the purse of the champion?
I don't think there's any purse at all.
Well done.
Yeah.
Is there a purse?
There's a trophy.
Is he got a trophy?
Yeah, there's a trophy.
A bunch of high fives. Oh, they get a wetsuit from Freeline?
They do?
Awesome. You mean for our party?
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying for the contest. Yeah, so the winner of the contest. Is it a high five?
They get a nice medal, pat on the back. Good job.
Yeah. So, I mean, it goes back to what I said in the beginning of the show. You body surf because you love the body
yes.
surf.
Yes. You're absolutely. Just doing it for the joy of it.
And the camaraderie and the...
Yes.
But the bragging rights of being a champion. I mean,
and it's a
Tish,
sport
you're a champion, right?
That's pretty cool.
Right.
And it's a sport you can do with the entire family. You don't have to be, you know, you can do it with the kids. You can do it with your grandkids. You can just have a blast doing it.
Mm-hmm. And are there age divisions?
We have junior men, actually men and senior men.
Okay.
You'd be the senior men, TC.
Yes, I would.
You might be. Maybe not. I don't know. It depends on how.
What about the women's dish? Is there an age group? Or
women's.
Just women's, all women's?
So we have 16-year-olds up to 67-year-olds.
Wow.
In the women's division.
That's a spread right there.
Isn't it?
So body surfing, you could be very active and into your, let's say, your golden years. Body surfing is a sport. You can be competitive at all times, at all ages, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time Bob Burnside, he was he won the grand championships for the men when he was 59 years old.
There's hope for me.
Former lifeguard.
There's hope.
Well, and with body surfing, there's like a one hand in front of you technique, a two hand in front of you technique. There's no handed in front of you. What's the hardest?
I think having no hand in front of you at all and just going straight off, it's kind of scary because you don't feel like you have very much control.
Right. That'd be.
And is the underwater takeoff difficult to master?
How's that happen? How's that work?
You actually blast out of the face of the wave. It's a really incredible maneuver done properly.
Yeah, it looks great.
Do you push off the bottom?
You need a really good dolphin kick a lot of times. Right. And if you watch a guy do it, they look like a dolphin. You know, they'll just disappear, and then the wave will start breaking, and they'll just surface
blast
in the face
out.
Of the wave. Mm-hmm. And then some guys that are really strong, they can actually do, like, when the dolphins jump out of the wave and get fully, you know, aerial out of the wave.
And this is a dumb question. Can you use fins?
Yes.
Or you can?
Well, it depends on where. I was in Cornwall. In England, and I was in their contest. No fins, no wetsuit. And we've actually had a pure division, too.
Super pure.
From Cornwall, traditional. Just tradition.
What's the most popular body surfing fin right now?
You know, I don't know.
I'd say either I see a lot of Vipers and a lot of Dauphins.
Viper's still around. Now, Viper Vipers was from the Wedge, Newport Beach, and they're an original body surfing.
Fred Simpson.
Yeah, is he still around?
Yeah, that I know of.
Is he? That's great. Yeah.
Another old, he's probably still doing it too, but Mark Cunningham, I'm sure a lot of you guys.
Oh, he's the man.
He's like the legend of body surfing.
We got to go to break.
He's in our contest too.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Dave Bruno's Ocean 76 in the corner of Water Street.
Yep.
And Ocean Street right there. My friend Dave Bruno is the owner of this gas station there. They got Subway. They got great gas. They got clean gas. Don't put the crap in your car. Go put the real good stuff. Go down to Ocean 76 right there on the corner of Water Street and say hi to Dave Bruno. He's a great guy. Also, right up the street from there, Mr. Jeff Winterholder, our friend from North Bay Ford. He's been a longtime sponsor of the show. I want to thank Jeff for sponsoring. And it's always great to, you know, he's not texted in tonight, TC.
He must be in the hot tub.
He's in the hot tub. Jeff, are you in the hot tub with Sasha tonight? If you are... Why don't you call up and tell us some of your moves?
The bubbles are on right now.
Neil TC will be right back.
Hey, Dave here from Kayak Connection. Looking for a fun family activity on the water? We've got the perfect venues and equipment that's just right for kids and novices. And for the experienced paddler out there, we've got the cutting-edge gear. With both paddleboard and kayak rentals, tours, lessons, and retail in the Santa Cruz Harbor and Moss Landing's famed Elkhorn Slough, you can't go wrong with Kayak Connection. Maybe take a romantic starlight tour with us in the Elkhorn Slough and be amazed as the water beneath you glows with each paddle stroke. Or a wildlife tour in Santa Cruz where you'll see otters, seals, and maybe even a humpback whale. An experience of a lifetime, I guarantee it. Come experience for yourself or with friends and family the paradise of Monterey Bay's phenomenal marine life. Visit us today on Facebook or kayakconnection.com or call us at 831-479-1121.
Attention surfers and paddleboarders. Don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect, enhance, enjoy. 831-498-9890.
Chill Out Cafe on 41st Avenue Santa Cruz is not just a block from some of the world's best surf, but it is also where you can go relax and order the tastiest grub before and after your sesh. Plump burritos, fresh salads, sky-high sandwiches, and a superb selection of hot and cold drinks. They have something for you. Go to chilloutcafesantacruz.com to view their menu. And to place your order to go, call 831-477-0543. Chill Out Cafe, where they roll the fatties.
And we're back here tonight with the Off the Lip Radio Show. I want to thank Chris, our engineer, for coming back this week. Last week's disaster is over. We're back on track with the Off the Lip Radio Show.
Everybody needs a vacation.
Yeah, he deserves
one. Chris does. He needs it.
He's been camping with his kids, so, you know.
Chris works out. He works hard.
Yeah, he's a great, great lad.
Yep.
We're here tonight with the Santa Cruz Body Surf Association, who just want to mention their sponsors, or if anybody wants to sponsor their contest. Come on, this TC just stepped up.
Yay.
Anybody wants to sponsor the Santa Cruz Body Surfing Association? It's a fun event, fun cause, so please join in. Anyway, go ahead.
Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Yeah.
We have a couple of all-day passes, and we have some My Boardwalk cards. O'Neill's wetsuits. I hear they're donating a wetsuit. Patagonia is one of our regular donors. Mm. And of course.
Santa Cruz Border just steps in.
Step right up.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a good cause, and it's a historical cause, too. Like I said in the beginning of the show, the first surfers were body surfers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's been around since 1980, right? And we hope you're around till 2080, so you got, you know, the history, you know, having something like that in this town is, you know, that's long, you know, has a long life. Is wonderful to have on the radio and support. So,
are there any neighboring? Does Monterey have a body surfing club or San Francisco?
I think San Francisco has a club. Every once in a while, they have contests up there.
Yeah, but not. This is like a long running, consistent thing.
That's us.
This is known. Yeah. People fly in for it. They definitely come in from Southern California for it. It's fun.
Mark Cunningham has been to our contest before.
Yeah. And Mark Cunningham, you know, it's funny. Again, my wife said, "Who's the Michael Jordan of body surfing? Would it be Mr. Cunningham?" Yeah.
He's a lot of fun. So
yeah.
He came to a fun contest.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We jump in the water a lot. We do things at night. We've known each other for years and years and years. Everyone's got kids now, or there's kids like Jake. We call him the kid. That's what we should
Jake
call him.
Jake the kid.
And September 9th at Lagunas. And the public is invited.
Oh, come on yeah. down. It's
there's
really
not
fun.
A lot of parking at Lagunas.
There's not a lot of parking. Please try to go with other people.
Right. Commute up there if you could, or ride your bikes.
Watch when you're crossing the highway. Thank you very much.
Good. Yeah. You know what's nice about you? You just need a wetsuit. That's all you need. Wetsuit, some waves, right? Yeah. And some fins, and off you go.
Yeah.
Not much equipment's needed. You don't need a board, and off you can have a great time.
You just said you remembered your first body surfing wave.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I remember that first wave I caught. Yeah. I was a kid.
I know.
Before.
And you know, it's people do it for a long time.
Right. So good luck. Good luck with the contest. I want to thank Brian Masters for putting the show together.
Oh, and then Friday, is that the 8th at Aloha Island Grill?
Yes, okay. At 6:30, between 6:30 and 8:30. If you want to sign up, you haven't done it beforehand, please come on down. We'll be happy to take your money. Cash, please.
It's cool Numa does that. He's a longtime supporter of our show, and a lot of events like that are held at Aloha Island Grill, and it's cool that he's opening his house for you guys.
And the food is great.
Yeah, it's excellent. Yeah. Casey, I want you to just mention real quick, next week's show, the Tim Brosh Skate Contest.
Yeah. No,
Beans. Those guys are coming on. Do you know who's coming on?
Yeah, Tim Brosh is one of the nicest guys in the world. He's the year that he was a world champion skateboarder, he passed away of a heart attack at 23 years old, I think.
And you know who's coming on?
And who's coming on?
Oh, I forget.
But it's a long-running skateboard contest at Scotts Valley in San Jose, and it is one of the premier events.
Sydney Busenhart from Merch for Socks has got a great lineup of guests for us coming on next week for that contest.
Oh,
so.
I can't wait. Cindy's been involved with that contest since day one, and she's the organizer that's kept it going.
And we've got guests booked through November, so we even had to turn down Jimmy Panetta.
Wow.
Congressman Pinnell, too busy.
You told the congressman to take a hike?
I did.
Oh, jeez.
Too busy. Sorry.
Hope you don't get a traffic ticket or something.
I know. But, hey, I should be full.
All right, congrats to Jimmy for winning, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He did a good job. Anyway, thank you to Julie, Shred, Davis, Tish the Fish, Denovan, Jake the Kid, Brown.
Is that the nickname?
Yes.
Oh, the Kid. All right, we got it.
Or we could call him Stitch because he stitched me up. And Chris Grinder, I don't remember his last name. What's his last name?
The Grinder?
The Grinders. Chris Grinder Swinyard.
Swinyard is in the show. He wanted to stay in the background, but the Grinder's here tonight. I want to thank once again Chris for putting this whole show together. As without him here, the thing was a disaster, complete and utter disaster. Kirk McGinty will be coming back.
And again, anybody who wants to donate some clothes for Houston, we're shipping them in the next couple of days. Drop them off at the boardroom.
Yep.
As long as they're just washed, you know, we're going to try to help out some people who really need some help. So we'll be shipping that stuff out.
And we're going to stop Benny tonight.
We are.
Julieta and Sergio, Mr. Six-Pack.
Is he? He's going to be there tonight?
Yeah, he's going to be. I think he's going to be there.
All right.
So what are you going to have, chicken piccata?
I love the chicken piccata.
I know. I think I'm going to go with a steak.
You like
the steak. They roll out a big steak.
I know.
At the Star Benny,
chicken piccata is off the chart.
A glass of rib wine, a nice steak. It's a nice way to spend in the evening here.
Nice show. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, TC.
I hope the body surfing contest is a success.
We do, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. We really appreciate it. See you next week. I shall see you tomorrow night with my good friend, Gary Irving.
Oh, big art show.
Big art show coming up. The Seven Deadliest Sins. We're going to talk about Gary's sins.
I'm calling in.
Please call in. We'll see you next week. Good night.
From Capitola to Carmel,
Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. It seems like there's no end in sight to the water rescues taking place in flood-ravaged Houston. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
It has been yet another day of rescues. Hundreds of people, maybe thousands, have been brought to safety from their flood-ravaged homes. This woman, one of those rescued. Were you scared?
Yeah, I was. I was getting that way. Yeah.
Did you fear for your life?
Not my life, but if I'd have stayed in there, I'd have drowned because I can't swim.
It remains unclear how many people still want to be rescued. There was some sad news today. Houston police announced the death of one of their own, a sergeant. He was killed when he drove into floodwaters. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Houston.
Harvey's dumped more than 50 inches of rain on southeast Texas, more than any other storm in U.S. history. Eight people have died, and there's billions of dollars damaged to the nation's fourth largest city. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
There are enormous challenges ahead of us, and we need to work with Congress the same effective way that we've worked with the federal government.
President Trump went to Texas today to get briefings on the emergency response.
President Trump flew to Corpus Christi for a briefing from the FEMA administrator and other incident commanders. A crowd gathered outside. Mr. Trump climbed a ladder next to a fire truck and waved a Texas flag.
It's going well, and I want to thank you for coming out. We're going to get you back and operating immediately.
Mr. Trump didn't see any storm damage or flooding on this trip. The White House didn't want to disrupt the rescue efforts in Houston, but he's expected to return to the region this coming weekend. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Defense Secretary James Mattis says there will be no change in the Pentagon's current policy on transgender personnel until a panel of experts studies the issue. That panel would provide recommendations on implementing President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military. Even as the UN Security Council condemns its latest launch, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has promised more missile flights over Japan. He called last night's provocative launch a mere curtain raiser. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
No country should have missiles flying over them like those 130 million people in Japan. It's unacceptable. They have violated every single UN Security Council resolution that we've had. And so I think something serious has to happen.
When it comes to real estate, it's a seller's market. Home prices rose 5.7% in June, according to a Standard & Poor's index. S&P's David Blitzer.
Supply is very tight. About 4 months of sales are on the market for existing homes. New home construction is up a lot over the last few years, but is still below the peak levels seen before the financial crisis.
The Dow up 57 today. This is CBS News.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and/or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Showtime's trying to make things right for customers who were unable to watch the big fight Saturday. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Showtime is dishing out refunds to subscribers affected by technical difficulties during the Mayweather-McGregor fight over the weekend. The main event was delayed as technical issues prevented some Showtime subscribers from getting the stream of the fight. Showtime is refunding $99.99 to those customers if it can determine that they were not able to watch the event. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Showtime, accusing the network of rushing out the service without enough bandwidth in order to maximize its profits.
Playing around on a golf course is not the same as playing around. So a South Carolina couple was arrested for engaging in a sex act on the 8th Fairway. A police report says they were reported by a resident who at first thought it was a medical situation, and then he got his binoculars. Two more people said they saw them from the tee box. No word on whether they yelled for. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no